KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey reiterated his support for a 16-team college football playoff on Monday, pushing back on a Big Ten proposal that would expand the field to 24 teams as discussions over the playoff format continue. Sankey said that further expansion must be backed by data and analysis rather than speculation, adding that the SEC has already supported research behind a 16-team playoff. The college football playoff expanded to 12 teams in 2024, and it will remain that size through at least this season after decision makers fail to reach an agreement on any future changes. Iowa men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum has received a $1 million raise under a new six-year contract signed last week following the Hawkeyes' run to the Elite Eight, their first since 1987. The deal raises McCollum's salary to $4.3 million for the upcoming season, with the annual increases of $100,000. Iowa finished 24-13, and they made the Elite Eight in McCollum's first season before losing to Illinois in the regional final. Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight as the Montreal Canadiens will host the Buffalo Sabres, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Montreal leads the series 2-1. And the Vegas Golden Knights take on the Anaheim Ducks, 8:30 on ESPN. That Western Conference series tied at 2 games apiece. Houston Astros shortstop Carlos Correa has undergone season-ending surgery to repair a torn tendon in his left ankle. Correa was injured last week while taking swings in the batting cage. He later confirmed that the tear would require surgery with an expected recovery time of 6 to 8 months. Correa was hitting .279 with 3 home runs and 16 RBIs this season, as he had recently returned to Houston after being traded after 4 years with the Minnesota Twins last summer. Just 6 Major League Baseball games last night, the Dodgers continue to struggle. They would lose again to the San Francisco Giants 9-3 in the opener of a 4-game series. Dodgers, they've lost 8 of their past 12 games. They've scored 3 runs or fewer in 9 of those 12. Shohei Ohtani, he was 0-for-5 last night with 2 strikeouts. The Seattle Mariners, they would defeat the Houston Astros for the 8th straight time, 3-1. Seattle would get a home run from Julio Rodriguez and a pair of hits from Randy Arozarena. It's now a Seattle franchise record with 8 straight wins over Houston. Meanwhile, Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh, who hit 60 home runs last year, he went 0-for-4 last night. He's in an 0-for-36 slump. He's not had a hit since April 27th. The Baltimore Orioles rallied to beat the Yankees last night 3-2. Yankees left-hander Ryan Weathers carried a no-hitter into the 7th before giving up his first hits to Adley Rutschman. And then moments later, Kobe Mayo would hit a 3-run home run off the Yankees' bullpen to give them a 3-2 victory. The Tampa Bay Rays, they lead the AL East. They beat Toronto last night 8-5. Tampa Bay, they've won 15 of their past 17 games. Cleveland, they defeat the LA Angels 7-2. And it was the Arizona Diamondbacks defeating Texas 1-0 as Arizona's Michael Soraka allowed just 3 singles over 6 1/3 shutout innings. And that's Look At Your Sports for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.